From the House of Magic Multi-Arts Gallery and Inspirational Center, it's Listen Up Ventura, brought to you by the White Rabbit Magic Shop, with your hosts, Julie, Jim, and Scott.
Listen up, Ventura.
I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
You don't have to do that.
But you pointed at me and I was like, okay.
Oh, my mic was off, so it didn't even count.
So, Mom, goodness, congratulations,
gracious.
You're the only one.
Yeah, that was neat.
That was fun.
I'm like not engineering very well today.
Do you ever?
Well, no, first I'm always on time.
Oh, yeah.
But then I forgot to set the whole thing up, and so we almost had the show by ourselves. And then you could have talked, because nobody would have been listening. So
they don't know who you're talking to.
I know. There's a silent person in the room.
Is her mic on?
She's a fly on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Is her mic on, though?
Yours is.
Turn hers on, because then what if she says something?
She's not going to talk. You know what? We ought to make that a contest.
See if we can make her talk.
Who can make her talk first?
So. If you want to leave, we're going to lock you in here. You have to talk. Don't do it.
Okay, Jonathan. So there's a reason why Jonathan is here today, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about what you've been up to?
He's not going to talk either.
Oh, come on. Since when do you not like to hear your
voice? I have
voice?
A lot of things to talk about. I've been up to a lot, yet to be more specific.
All right, let's see. King and I. And I believe you played a supporting role. But we have the lead with us sitting in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what's
Miss
puzzling.
Anna.
Yeah, so Anna is sitting in the room. She gets up and she belts out songs in front of an audience, a live audience, to top that off. We have no radio listeners.
Or a live audience.
Well, wait, you keep saying that, and yet every week I hear...
I'm sorry, Mom.
I hear your mom, my mom, I hear Doug, I hear all these people who are listening to us saying, oh, that was a great show. So, boy, you're not making our fans feel very appreciated by calling them no listeners.
If they were listening, they wouldn't be saying it's a great show.
Yeah. So.
That's not entirely true.
See, I got a smile. No voice, though. No reverberation going on.
Maybe we can actually get her to laugh.
We need to get the lips to vibrate, and then the sound
okay,
will
Lanton,
transmit.
You're getting too... You're okay. Going too far.
So anyway, so we got Anna in the house.
Yeah.
The star of the show.
Not from Frozen.
No.
From
King and I. Yes.
You gotta... There's Anna from Frozen.
There's an Anna in Frozen?
Yeah.
I don't know Frozen.
She's blonde. No, that's wrong.
Elsa.
That's Elsa. Okay.
Yes, Anna is blonde.
That's because you're Olaf.
So
your head's full of snow.
I'm far from it.
So she sings, she cries on command.
No, that's because I made her cry.
Well, she's crying right now.
From yelling. I yelled at her, and she cried.
So why'd you yell at her?
Because I'm supposed to. I mean, I could just not yell at her and be like, you destroyed King. You took this away from him.
So who were you this weekend?
I was the Kralahome and Luntha. I was both my roles.
You were both your roles.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so do a piece from your role, the opening remarks that you say to Anna when you come in as Kralahome. Because I thought that was really funny. It really worked out well.
Which one? Oh, I know. In foreign country, is best you like everyone until you leave. It is not necessary for you to know everything at once. You come now. You come now or your boxes are carried to palace later.
He sounds German.
I'm not German.
You
try doing an Asian accent.
I kind of picked up on like the German there.
You try doing an Asian accent.
I thought you did really well because you were one of the few that actually did the German Asian accent and stuck through it. And you stayed looking angry the whole show.
But when I watched the actual one, he wasn't angry. He was just like, thought, yeah, a go. That was the same as I did. How would I describe how he did it?
But you had that look about you, that arrogance, that pompous, arrogant, prime minister kind of look.
Because I'm an
that,
arrogant.
That wasn't acting.
Yeah, I'm just an arrogant person. Yeah. And I hate everyone.
Yeah, not likely. Because you also did another play last week where you were a completely different character.
Well, Luntha's a completely different character.
Yes, but I'm talking about where you weren't playing in a musical. You were playing in a play.
Yeah, but...
And
I hit my head on the floor a couple of times.
And do your signature role, do your signature line from that.
The name's good. Johnny be good. I'm on the case.
See, now that sounded Asian.
Oh, jeez, that did not.
So, you know the favorite song, my favorite song that you did, Anna? See, I'm using your stage name, so we're not even calling you out. Was the one with the little feetsy things going on there? What was the name
Getting
of that song?
Getting to know you.
Nobody was asking either one of you.
But we knew the song.
I understand that.
Did you want
I know
an
what
answer,
you're trying to do, and it's not nice, and I'm not going to allow it.
She doesn't even have a mic on.
Since when is he nice?
Come on, I got a wager on this. I can get her to speak.
Wait, hold on. Let's bet this right now. If you can't get her to speak, you owe me $50. Shake hands.
Yeah, she says it. Come on, shake my hand.
Okay, we shook hands, and no one, you don't have any evidence that we didn't do that because it's live radio. Not live, yeah, live radio. There's no TV. I get $50.
There you go.
Yeah, we don't need that.
See, he is playing the part of Asian.
Oh, that's racist.
No, that wasn't. It's just they, they eat dogs.
No, they don't.
No, they do. Han ate dog once. And she's Asian. So.
Yeah, but she's from a different country.
She's Korean.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been singing?
4 years ago.
And that's good. Have you taken voice lessons?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's great. Great. How long have you been taking voice lessons for?
8 years.
Long time.
8 years? I want to say 8 years.
You want to say eight?
Am I right? Eight?
See, this?
Nine? 9 years.
9 years.
9 years.
Yeah, we could actually put words in her mouth right now, and nobody would be the wiser because she's not going to
Yeah, but I have a
it.
Feeling somebody's going to pay the consequences later.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get hit. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So how long is the King and I running for?
3 hours.
3 hours.
I thought you meant how long's the play.
Yeah.
It's this week only, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So one more weekend?
Yep.
And what parts are you playing?
Luntha and Crawl Home.
Okay. And there's a song that you have to sing.
Two. There's two.
Which ones?
We Kiss in a Shadow and I Have Dreamed.
We did not kiss in any shadow. I can assure you of that.
You haven't.
Ooh. All right. So are you playing Anna for... the weekend, because I know you guys kind of swap things off. So do you still have the lead role in the course of the weekend?
She has Anna Saturday, and that's it. The other time she's wife.
Yeah, that is really amazing because your lips don't even move.
I'm her interpreter.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, you interpret looks.
Yeah.
That's an evil eye.
She's mad. She's ready to.
No, that was an evil lie.
Oh, no, she's smiling, so she's happy. She's just happy to be here.
That, see, now I got cursed. See, that brings us back to that witch thing Into the Woods there, where when you played the witch. So now you're putting a curse on me.
You're not going to have kids anymore.
Oh, well, thank God for that. No.
That's not a curse, that's a blessing.
And, so. There's an alarm. And, what else?
Just counting the minutes. I got five more minutes to get her to speak.
Wait, she didn't steal one of your babies, though.
Huh?
She didn't steal one of your babies.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, so you did have a blonde girl. I was going to say, you did have a blonde girl hidden in a tower somewhere.
Jonathan?
Yes, I'm blonde and hidden in a tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't you tell by his golden locks?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can describe it to people. It's yellow as corn. How long do you say? Maybe like 15 feet?
I don't know. I don't really care. So what do you prefer doing, musicals or just straight acting?
Musicals.
She wants to be on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't always do musicals on Broadway, do they?
Yeah, that's what musical Broadway.
But they have straight plays on Broadway.
That's not
that's
Broadway.
Off Broadway.
That's...
Broadway is not only musicals.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah, we learned about it. Broadway's only musicals.
I don't know. We're going to have to verify that, and we'll get
Let's
back to
it. Let's look at... Ready? Siri, does Broadway only consist
Wait.
Of musicals?
Wait.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait.
It's time for Siri Says on Listen Up Ventura.
Still hasn't figured out how to say Ventura, but that's okay. Now you can ask Siri.
Siri, does Broadway only consist of musicals?
Okay, give me a moment. Here's what I found on the web for Does Broadway only consist of musicals?
See, I could have said that.
There's a bunch of images of musicals.
Yeah, there you go. So Siri doesn't know anything.
She has a new thing if I have had it open like this. Watch. Ready? And I just go, hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Come on.
That's great. What a powerful...
She's got a new thing, huh?
What a powerful Siri moment that was.
Oh, my gosh. Why is it working?
All right, you know what? We need to do something in honor of Anna.
You're supposed to... Siri.
Oh, I was going
to
say, make sure you're not playing a song because we don't have the rights to it.
Now time for Tony's Comedy Corner.
You still have
hosted
this?
By Delicious.
Yeah, yes. Guess who I talked to this morning?
Yes, our engineer has not redone
Tony?
This commercial.
Through texting, but...
How is he?
I guess he's doing pretty well.
Did you say sexting?
Texting?
Texting.
Texting.
I don't go there with Tony.
The right time.
All right.
Do you think you can get her to talk?
You got 1 minute left to get her to say something.
I have a joke, but I don't.
All right.
I can't remember it.
Now here's my joke. All right. A rather confident young man walks into a bar and takes a seat next to a very attractive young woman. He gives her a quick glance, then casually looks at his watch for a moment. Now this is like skirting the envelope, by the way. The woman notices this and asks, "Is your date running late?" "No," he replies. "I just bought this state-of-the-art watch, and I was testing it." Intrigued, the woman says, "A state-of-the-art watch? What is so special about it?" "Well, it uses alpha waves to telepathically talk to me," he replies. "What's it telling you?" "Oh, great." Does that mean it's over? Is that what it's telling
you? That was a critique.
Yeah.
You're done.
All right. So what's it telling you? "Well, it says that you're not wearing any panties." The woman giggles and replies, "Well, it must be broken then, because I am wearing panties." The man exclaims, "Damn, this thing must be an hour fast."
I have a good one. It's mean. Hold on.
No, but is it clean?
He's got a good
it's
one.
It's clean. Ready?
Because that skirted it.
"Wife, how would you describe me?" Husband, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. "Wife, what does that mean?" Husband, "Adorable, beautiful, cute, delightful, elegant, fashionable, gorgeous, and hot." Wife, "Aw, thank you, but what about I, J, K? Husband, "I'm just kidding."
Nice.
All right.
Are you going to come back in, Jonathan?
I have to go escort.
Are you going to come back in?
Yeah.
She never said anything?
Nothing.
Nope. She got anything.
Bye, Anna.
Nice to see you, Anna.
We're going
to
say, wait, say bye. Now you can talk. Wow. Oh, great. As they leave, destroying everything.
Yeah. It's like Godzilla's walking through the studio.
No kidding.
Oh, jeez.
They leave a trail wherever they go.
She was really Ayla. But she played Anna this weekend in The King and I.
Ayla,
and she did
Anna.
It. absolutely fabulous job.
All stars for nice. Yeah, but she won't talk on the radio.
No, Some people don't like that.
But she can sing and everything else, and she won't even say goodbye to me.
No, she's not.
Just one quick yell by anything.
Yep, she's already out the door.
Wow. Nothing.
Oh, well. I'm sure it was nothing personal.
It probably very much was personal.
I was trying to make you feel better.
So, you're late.
I know.
You're late.
I know. You know, here's
a very important
But you're feeling
date.
Better, it sounds like.
I feel a little bit better. It took longer than I thought. I was off work on Monday because I was just sick. And I thought, well, I'll be better on Tuesday. I wasn't, but I had to go to work anyway. Suffered through Wednesday. This morning I got up and thought, okay, I think I'm getting near the end of it here. But, of course, that's all on my chest, and I got this nasty cough, and I don't have control over the microphone, so apologies in advance.
Well, you got a good radio voice now.
Yeah, I do. It sounds a little more professional, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What can I say?
It's a little deeper and...
Listen up, Ventura. Rough Edge FM.
Yeah, I like that.
A little Shadow Stevens going there.
You got to get that recording done before you get
before
well.
Before I get better.
Yeah. So
what I missed, I wasn't able to listen because I was in the Samurai, and you can't listen to anything in the Samurai.
Well, you didn't miss a lot because I forgot to set up the show.
Nice!
I went in, I loaded up all the music, I got all the programs opened, and I forgot to go into Spreaker.
And set us up?
Yeah.
So we got a late start?
2 minutes.
That's not bad.
I got pretty fast at it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So
yeah, we did, Jonathan, we talked about him being in The King and I this weekend.
Very cool.
And he was Kralahom and Luntha on different days. He did a really great job with Kralahom. He really played that kind of pompous prime minister personality. Oh, uh-huh. He did it very well. And he actually made poor Ayla cry because she was Anna. And at one point, he has to yell at her and be really upset with her for making the king upset. And he yells at her, and he belted it out so strong right in her face that she kind of like backed up and she's not used to him being like that.
That's acting ability right there.
Yep.
I was kind of mad at him for making her cry.
But
it was a very intense scene.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It was a great scene.
No, I was upset.
Was she upset?
Yeah, she was crying.
Well, I know, but sometimes actors say that the best thing you can do as an actor is give your other actor something to react from. So if he gave her the ability to cry to make her character feel more real, then he was actually benefiting her performance.
Yes, and I think she did. She thought it was great.
See?
No offense, Scott, you're giving me nothing.
That's not even your birthday.
I got nothing to work with here. So
sorry, I'll work harder for that.
I am in the captain's chair, though.
You are. Sparkly headphones and all.
I got the bling.
Yes, he does.
Bling, bling.
So, nice sweater, too, by the way.
So, thank you.
Yeah. It's.
I actually decided to wear clothes this time.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. We appreciate that.
So, hey, I brought something for you.
You did?
I did. So you know how you were getting into this whole mentalism thing with... our friend Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. He blew my mind.
Yeah, his shows will be starting back up in January, by the way.
Very nice. Looking forward to that.
So so I brought my own little mind reading thing with me.
Cool.
So we're going to attempt to do this visually through the radio.
Okay, so we need to do some descriptive words here.
Little descriptive, yes.
Okay.
All right. So I'm placing three objects down on the table. I have a business card, a dollar bill, and a coin.
That is correct.
Okay? And in my possession, I have a little keychain that has some writing on it, which is a prediction. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I see.
So
it's a little plastic keychain with a card inside of it that
yes,
the writing's inside.
You can
inside.
See the writing on it, right. Uh-huh. Okay. So we're going to place that upside down. I'm not going to touch it.
Okay.
All right? So I want you to take one of those objects, just pick it up, and I want you to put it into your pocket, any object you want.
Okay.
All right, so you're taking the card.
Taking the card.
And you're putting that in your
pocket. Putting it in my pocket.
Okay. So now we are left with two objects, the bill and the coin.
That is correct.
So I want you to take one of the objects and place it into my hand. And you are placing the bill.
Taking the dollar bill, putting it in his
into
hand.
Into my hand. Therefore, you take that coin and you place it into your hand.
Okay.
So I have a dollar bill in my hand, you have a coin in your hand,
I
and
do.
You have the card in your pocket.
I did.
Now, would you like to switch anything out?
Yeah, let's switch the dollar and the quarter.
Dollar and the quarter.
Right, I'll give you the quarter, I'll take the dollar bill.
So you now have the bill in your hand, and I have the coin
I
in
do.
My hand.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to take this prediction out.
Okay. He's removed it from the plastic keychain.
Okay. I'm going to hand this to you afterwards, but allow me to read what it says, and then you can also verify it. It says, I have committed myself to an
assailant. About time.
Yeah. I did it voluntarily, too. Pocket has card. I have the coin. You have the bill.
And that's what it says in this little keychain thing where the writing is. That's pretty impressive.
Isn't that cool?
It is pretty impressive. What I love about it is that I can see the writing when you put it in there. I couldn't read it, but it doesn't look like it's changed. It looks like that's what you had from the very beginning.
Yes, it is.
You're scaring me, Jim.
And you switched it out. You could have left it.
I could have.
Where I had the bill and you had the coin.
Right. But I made that choice there.
You did.
And plus, I'm a dollar ahead.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That's why you made that choice.
That's very impressive. I love that.
So that's my little mind reading trick.
That is very cool.
I'm one of the few magic shops that is actually selling this right now.
Really? That's available in the shop out
it's
here?
It's available
at the White
the
Rabbit
shop.
Magic Shop?
Yes. It's called Free Play. Free Play, yes, I believe. And it sells for $39.95.
Wait a minute. You're not psychic?
I'm psychic that you're going to spend $39.95 for the trick.
You know why I personally won't spend the $39? I don't want to know how it works. I love being fooled.
Then just buy it and don't open it.
But that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
But
that's very, very cool. I love that. Is it easy to learn?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
This is my second time performing it, and I got them in today.
Very cool. $39.95 at the White Rabbit Magic Shop. 2421 Portola.
Yep, and it'll be up online momentarily, so you can buy it online.
But don't you have people come in here, though, who are looking at the White Rabbit Magic Shop, and isn't it kind of fun for you to show them things and kind of lead them to the tricks they want to buy?
Yeah. Yeah, normally, if you get, like, kids coming in, pretty much what you demonstrate to them is what they're going to buy.
Right.
They're not going to look around and buy this or buy that. Because they really don't have any clue as to what they are looking
sure.
for. But if you show them something interesting, they're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then magicians typically already own what they want to own, so they don't buy either. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's a tough gig because, you know, you can sell a lot of the little ball and vases and cups and balls and all that kind of stuff, but you got to come up with something really cool that intrigues them. So this is brand new to the market, and I think it plays really well.
It's
so
very
cool.
So
I think a lot of the magicians will look at it and go, oh, wow, that's like, awesome. So.
And plus, it looks like it's pretty portable, too. You can do it.
You put your keys on this keychain, you put it in your pocket, and you're ready to go.
Do the mentalism anywhere.
Card, bill, and coin.
That's awesome.
That's all you need.
That is very cool. I always love going to the magic shops in, I don't actually go in them, I stand back and watch them, but in Las Vegas a lot, because there's always a magician there doing some kind of trick, of course, to get people to buy that particular trick. And sometimes they're the cheesy little tricks, like the little furry snake that goes around everywhere. I've seen that enough times, I don't care about that.
They actually have that whole thing choreographed. There's a specific script that they have to follow when they demonstrate the trick. And there's only about four of them that they demonstrate, and there's really only about four tricks that they want to sell in that entire shot.
Is it because of
the other stuff is just there. If you want to buy it, you'll pay 10 times as much for it. But they're really focused on, you know, half a dozen tricks.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling. Because it seems like you see the same tricks over and over that they're out there performing in that, but I still like to watch that.
The spinning card, the flying card, and there's like...
And the little furry snake.
And they have a whole routine to draw you in, and they've tested out the patter, so they know what to say, how to say it to attract the crowd and then bring them in, and then they take you to a secret back room to teach you how to the trick.
Yep, that's right. Yep, Doug's been back there learning the trick, yes.
That's all part of their gimmick.
Well, it works. So. But you don't get that here. You're more genuine, right?
Absolutely.
You're a real magician.
Well, I'm real.
I noticed Julie's got quiet.
She's not saying anything.
What's wrong, Julie? We missed you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know.
How are you feeling? Better?
I'm getting there, yep.
Nice. That's good to hear.
She's not hacking up a lung anymore,
which
is really good.
Yeah, that was a big start.
That was pretty bad. That was all last week was just.
Who's singing in the other room?
It's like they're taking a shower.
Yeah, how dry I am.
How wet I'll be.
I wish we had the portable mic. We could run it over there.
That is Jonathan.
Is he rehearsing or is singing, he just in
no,
the shower?
He's already done that song. That's his Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, I could hook you up with a portable mic.
That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Could do things throughout the...
Could go walk around and talk about what's going on.
We enjoyed that, by the way. Nicely done.
We heard you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, grab a seat.
Oh, I need to go help Anne with her application for Ventura. Hey, I talked.
Where is she?
She's over at her house.
So how are you going to get over there?
I can drive, Mom. Did you forget?
Yeah, but you got to get back here because we want to go home tonight.
It's going to take me like 10 minutes.
Drive carefully. It looks like it's getting dark.
It's because it is.
Da-dum.
And you know what? Take 12 minutes. Trying to help out here, Mom.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and...
That is a shot glass, believe it or not.
Drive carefully and do not be long because after the show is done, we're done.
It's from a bar in Las Vegas called the Double Down Saloon. It's a punk rock bar up there. And they are famous for two drinks. One of them is the Bacon Martini.
And the other is drinking out of the toilet.
Well, you do drink it out of the toilet, and because of this particular show, I can't tell you what the name of it is. I'll tell you later. But it's basically fruit juice and Everclear, and you drink it out of the toilet.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So nice. It's a fun bar.
We're done after this, so come back soon, son. 5:30.
Okay.
You have your wallet on you?
Yep.
All right.
You have your protection?
He's going to hang on.
I think she was working about his... Oh, I was wrong. I thought she was worrying about his license, but I can see that I was incorrect there.
No, you were correct.
No, there's nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Anna.
What's her real name? Anna is her character name.
Anna, what's the character that, is it Anna?
Anna is the character name. Her
does
name
she
is
have a last
Ayla.
Name?
Ayla.
Does Anna have a last name?
She does, but I don't know it.
Oh.
Borchstein.
Borchstein?
Yes.
Yeah,
I've seen that play.
Jonathan was doing an Asian accent, but I thought it sounded German.
So like Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently you've heard it before too.
Yeah, when you described it, it sounded just like what I thought about Jar Jar Binks. So yeah, makes sense.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. This is our favorite band.
Hard Six?
There you go.
I love Hard Six. Working on a new album, it looks like.
Yeah, they are. And they were voted number one band in Ventura. Band.
Yep. As they should be.
Ventura County. So they're friends of the House of Magic, and we're fans of them. So Hard Six. can I try that again?
You better.
I got to stop smoking. Hard Six, the legend of Hunker Lee on Rough Edge Studios FM.
Hunker Lee. father trucker. At least that's how it was told to me about the legend of Hunger Lee. Ever since I was a kid, you know I heard it tell about an 18-wheeler on an errand of hell. And he never gonna stop till he finds his blushing bride on a mission of revenge and a hell-raising ride. At least that time was told to me about the legend of Hunger Lee. Some say he sold his soul to the open road, all because of a beautiful girl and how she slipped away with some other trucker. At least that's how it was told to me by the legend of Hunger Lee. Shifting gears with the devil on his heels, and he never gonna stop till he gets that girl back to quench the fiery soul of a heart gone black. At least that's how it was told to me about the legend. At least that's how it was told to me about the legend. At least that's how it was told to me.
All right, we're back. Rough Edge FM. Listen up, Ventura.
Yes, indeed. Talking about Spreaker.
Or in the way Siri says it, listen up, Venture.
Yeah, I got to fix that. I think I know what to do. I'm going to spell it differently. I'm going to spell it like V-E-N-T-O-O-R-A, and maybe she'll get it and, you know, try to pronounce Vent. Plus, you can teach her to pronounce things, right?
I don't know.
The more times she hears you talk, I think she picks up on the way you say things.
Yeah, there's some kind of adjustment you can make there with that. So we'll figure it out.
I don't think she's that smart.
Do you have an iPhone?
No.
That's a good thing, because she wouldn't work for you anymore.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm smart, huh? Dial your own number.
Yeah, and your whatever it is, what are they called?
Android.
Yeah, but there's a name for your Android voice system. And they totally misrepresent the advertisement on that. They make it sound like this thing's going to talk to you with all this stuff. It is such baloney.
You're talking about the Windows operating system, which is different. And they do have a very active voice recognition program on Windows phones.
But isn't yours a Windows phone?
No. Mine's an Android, which is Google.
So. But they've done Google things where they make it sound like Google's talking to you, and Google does not talk to you.
Yeah, the Google one is really lame. Okay, Google. Tell me a funny joke. See? You get nothing,
yeah,
right?
That's nice.
Okay, it brings up Google, like, search.
Oh, search, huh?
Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Sorry. Okay, Google. How old is Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant is 36 years old.
That's about all I can get out of her.
Okay, well, that's something.
she's got a thing for Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe, he's only 36?
Yeah.
And isn't that what he's shooting these days?
I think so.
Yeah. That's probably pretty good, actually. iPhone now has Siri so that you can do that. You say, hey, Siri, and it'll answer automatically like that, but only if it's plugged in. It won't do it if it's not plugged in.
Really?
Yeah, so you have to have a power supply plugged in, but it'll do it. It works. It's great in a car. I've texted you guys several times on the way here. I'm going to be late.
Yes, wasn't that the thing that Nick was trying out the other day?
Yeah. Well, Nick
Except
saw me.
He thought he was texting his girlfriend. And I get this long message, hey, baby, I'm da 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 da. And he wrote all this stuff, and then I texted him back, Nick?
That could be embarrassing, depending on the content.
It was
not for him.
Relatively innocent, but he just, I said, Nick, this was Julie that you text, not goodness gracious, I can't believe I just drew a blank with her name. Erica. And he texted me back with all these shy faces and blushing and all this stuff.
Yeah, I was showing him on the Android how you can just talk and it will text out. The one nice thing about the Android when you do the talk and text, It types it out as you're talking.
The new operating system on iPhone does that too.
It does?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because on his, it waited for you to completely finish.
Yeah, that was the old school, but the new operating system does that. Plus, you can ask it to read it, and it'll read it back to you as well. So I do that all the time because you know how the voice recognition software is. I'm going to the store. You're going to buy a door. No, I'm going to the store.
Yeah, I think, though, that if you look at Apple, you know, they come out with some cutting-edge stuff if they're the first to the market, but they're really slow to improve on it.
They're behind everybody else. Yeah, I would agree with
that. So people come up with better things, and then they're like, oh, shoot, we better,
I would just say, to some extent, they're not as eager to have 50,000 tiny little upgrades, and they just do the Big Bang Theory every now and then.
You can go with that if it makes you feel better.
I'm an Apple fan.
I love my iPhone, so I've ordered my iPhone 6. I'm a little upset with its delivery schedule, but I've ordered it, so.
Yeah, it's whistling.
I like the Droid.
I thought you went to Hayon's.
Yeah, no, she doesn't need my help anymore.
Wow.
Oh, I thought that was going to be, I got into an accident.
Doesn't want to admit that on the air.
It'd be safer for him to admit it on the air.
I actually didn't get into an accident.
Oh, I suppose I got to turn his mic on now.
That would help.
Yeah, so I don't have to yell so I can get picked up.
So you want to show Scott your Kralahome accent again?
That sounds just like a train.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That was awesome.
Let's see.
Wow, it's an angry train.
They're doing some extra long beeps this time. Somebody must have cut him off, and he's mad. Go ahead.
In foreign country, it's best you like everyone until you leave.
That's pretty impressive.
German.
Yeah. Well, attitude-wise, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very good. That was what you just did at in The King and I?
Yeah.
But there was two characters, right?
Yeah, Luntha. Luntha is harder because he has to have a softer voice.
Let's hear Luntha.
You get out of the tree or I cut you down.
And Luntha's,
Tim, when can we meet? When?
Okay.
That's pretty good. Two characters, one person right here.
He has to sing as Luntha.
Oh, you like the fry rye?
That's more it. You know, get a press.
Did you sing with those accents? How do you do that?
Oh, I don't sing with the accents. I just...
Just belt it out like yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's got to be really tough.
Yeah.
Plus, it would probably be hard to understand if you're in the audience trying to follow a song with an accent.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming of a genie with a light brown hair.
I'm not sure.
And you were making fun of my rock and roll all night last week.
Yeah, I was. so, we... actually have submitted our plans to Plan Check now.
Oh, cool.
All the drawings have been submitted. And there are, boy, tons of papers that he had to draw up with all these instructions and notes and check this and build this and measure that and remove this. And it's, I told him, I said, you know, I'm really glad because if I would have found out we were spending $11,000 and you handed me one sheet of paper.
Yeah. At least you got your papers worth right there.
Yeah.
So how long does it take for Plan Check to approve it or deny it?
Well, we're hoping that they're going to expedite. So, you know, I'm kind of hit on miss as to whether or not they like me.
Okay.
So, you know, 1 week I think they do and the next week I think they don't. So we're hoping that it'll get expedited and we'll hear something by the beginning of next week.
Being liked 50% of the time is better than being disliked 100% of the time. I should have played Julie's little words of wisdom thing right there. Mm.
That was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
I forgot what I said now. I have to listen to the playback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So
okay, that's good news. So once that gets done, so once they get the approval, when is the work actually taking place?
Well, we're kind of in a fundraising drive now because yes. We spent so much money on the plans. We're kind of low on funds to be able to actually do the construction now.
Understood.
So, we're reaching out to the board, which Mr. President.
I prefer to be called that now, if you don't mind.
I have no problem doing
that. Yeah, I've been actually thinking about fundraising and things that we can do, but I don't have any real answers yet. But I guess I've been thinking a lot about it, as a matter of fact. I even talked to somebody about those little chocolate bars they used to sell at school. Not that we're going to do that, but that's just one of the... But, you know, I said, but there was some, the something that came up.
Church already does that.
Right.
I mean, the funds will be a lot easier to raise for this place, even for the build-out. It's a much smaller number than what we were looking at for the build-out over there. So it's a lot, I think, in the grander scheme of things, it's less discouraging
mm-hmm.
to think about, okay, this is what we need to raise.
That's it's a good just, way of looking at it, yeah.
It still is money that we have to raise.
Right, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be about, I think, $30,000.
Okay.
So
we need to get working on that.
And if we can raise that, we can get in, get it done, and move on with our lives.
Fantastic.
Versus... You know, piecemeal.
Yeah, exactly.
Get it done. Because that's one of the things that we found out from the city is that we have to have it completed before they'll give us our occupancy.
Oh, okay.
So we're not actually running this radio show in that location.
No, that's why we have the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like in a bin or something or storage unit.
Yeah, over there by John's place.
Yeah.
Yeah, Storage RS.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It was really hard running that 200 feet of DSL cable over, though.
Yeah, we did it, though.
Yeah, it works. I think that we're being heard as we're speaking.
So, but yeah, if we can do that, and yeah, the plans are pretty thorough. He's got construction plans in there, so he tells the contractors how to build the wall and how to build the platform. Here's what I find absolutely, utterly ridiculous. We're going to have a 12-inch platform.
Off the ground. 12-inch high.
Okay, thank you. Because yes. I'm thinking it was like a record album they stand on.
Yeah.
All right, 12-inch high platform.
Yes, 12 inches high. Uh-huh. It's going to be 10 feet deep,
okay.
About 40 feet long.
Okay.
But it's only going to be 12 inches off the ground. We have to ramp that platform with a steel... or whatever they use for the handrails. So we have to have a handrail manufactured for the platform to go up 12 inches.
Wow.
And we also have to have stairs.
We have to do both?
We have to do both.
Yeah.
They don't. Why do we have to do both? Why can't we just use...
I'm waiting for clarification on that. But right now I was told that we had to have both.
What about an escalator?
I'm surprised they haven't asked us for an elevator.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to go out and get a lift.
I don't understand these rules. Now is this OSHA ADA? What is this?
ADA.
It is ADA.
And
what do they care about stairs? Because they're not going to use stairs if they're using it for ADA.
It's, you know, that 12 inches to pick your foot up and lift it up that high to use that as a single step is it's tough. I can understand how a lot of people would look at that little 12-inch lip and go, I can't make it.
Oh, no. I sit down and then rotate around so I get on the stage.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. That's the safest way.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Because I know if I pick my foot up any more than 11 inches, my balance is completely off.
Yeah, the 11 inches is fine.
Yeah.
But you hit that 12th inch and
it's over.
All bets are off.
I've fallen more than half the time. So.
Well, we know that.
Yeah. Is that what happened when the elbow
thing? He tells everybody inches. It was 5 feet, but it was really 12 inches.
Yeah. See, don't you wish you had a rail?
Yeah.
Darn it, if they'd had a step.
I know.
To be there.
You'd have been all right.
And then... he's showing me the plans to the restroom. The men's toilet, from the edge of the toilet to the wall, has to be 5 feet.
Okay, wait. The front edge of the toilet to
from
the wall?
Front edge of the toilet to the wall, there needs to be a 5-foot clearance.
Okay.
We are 11. I'm sorry, we're 4 feet, 11 and a half inches.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Can you shave the wall by half an inch?
I was going to, like... break off part of the porcelain on the toilet or something. But, yeah.
I've heard these stories about how precise everything has to be. And, you know, I suppose there's reasons for it, but...
Yeah, it's called government bureaucracy and fees.
Yeah, I guess. So. It reminds me of the time that we had a... my brother-in-law had built a sunshade, which was basically just a frame with some corrugated plastic that went over our porch. And the city came by and said, you can't have that. You didn't need a permit to build something like that. So you have to take it down. I said, all right, well, that's kind of silly. It's just a corrugated piece of plastic but keeping the sun off our porch, but okay. And they said, before you take it down, you need a permit to take it down. So we had to go buy a $68 permit to take down a $12 piece of corrugated plastic from our house
that
we couldn't put back up.
In the first place. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was. I don't know. I still don't know what that about.
The only people that I hear complain about ADA compliancy are the people that are looking to sue the business for not being ADA compliant.
Unfortunately, there's a whole cottage industry of that now.
Yes,
and it's disgusting.
People that are legitimately ADA and are going into these establishments. Everybody I've talked to that I know is handicapped in some way, fashion, or form, laugh. At how ridiculous these regulations are.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate.
Really? So, yeah. So we fortunately, the city isn't making us do a lot of that. Because if we had to do everything that was required for ADA, we would spend 179% more than what the actual renovation is to the building.
Wow.
So.
Well.
So, fortunately... they do have some rules that say, you know, okay, we realize how unrealistic and ridiculous that is. So we have to document everything, which is why the architect was so expensive because he spent half the time documenting.
I'm sure, yeah.
Literally, we now know where every light fixture is in the ceiling tile. We know how each ceiling tile, how square the pieces are, and how many tiles there are in every room. Yeah, we know how high the toilet seat is.
And how far away it is from the wall.
Yes.
And we know, most importantly, where the air conditioning is for this for the studio.
We do now.
Yes.
But, were we not turning it on before?
But it's,
we thought we were, but
no,
we weren't even close.
Yeah.
Oh, so it won't be a problem in the future.
No, we found it.
Yeah.
So once we get in there... We can do that.
Yeah, because right now, obviously, turning it on would be a complete waste of time and money because it wouldn't be cooling anyone down.
No,
we're not in that room.
There's no air conditioning in this little storage unit, so.
No, no lights either. And come to think about it, we don't even have any power.
No, that's another thing. We have a 200-foot extension cord
next
to the 200-foot DSL cord.
Gotcha.
Don't tell the folks in the office.
Yeah, wonderful.
Mm. So, yeah, they're not supposed to be doing extension cords. Yeah.
So I have some guys that are lined up for when we are ready to do an open house that are actually Magic Castle performers.
Very nice.
That will come in and perform for us.
Do you have their names so we can give them a little goose?
Not at this point.
Okay, thanks.
Bob Bolivar is the one who's going to head that up for us.
Very nice.
And he's an amazing close-up magician. guy knows, the guy could perform for 6 hours straight and never repeat the same close-up trick.
That's pretty impressive.
And he memorizes them all, which blows my mind. He's 70 years old, and it's like, how do you remember how to do all these things? And he's got a memory.
He's going to be here, hopefully?
He's going to head it up. And then we have a world-renowned, award-winning lecturer who's going to do a free lecture for us on magic.
Very nice.
He studied under Di Vernon, who is a world-famous magician back, Houdini, he's like that caliber of a magician, and he trained under him.
And this is for the opening as well?
This is going to be a separate lecture that he has volunteered to put on for us.
Fantastic. We don't have a date or anything on that yet.
No, working on that. We got to coordinate it with the whole city thing.
Sure, and sure.
So,
that sounds good. That sounds exciting.
So, first goal?
Fundraising.
Yes.
And where can people make their donations at?
Mr. President.
IHOM. No, I always do that. THOM Agic.com. TheHouseOfMagic.com. But you have to abbreviate.
THO Magic, which might be a little bit easier than THOM.
I got ahead of myself. I was hoping you wouldn't catch that.
Wow.
And it's .org now anyway, isn't it?
It's .org.
Yes, .org. So go there and leave your donations. Or they can come by here and just hand somebody cash, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The storage unit.
And the board has a letter that they're going to be using to send out, because as you saw from the email, the board was basically challenged to go find a $5,000 donor.
Yep.
So
we're hunting. Yep. Anybody out there with $5,000 you don't need? We need it.
More than you.
If they don't need it, we need it.
Yes.
Yeah. And really, what are you going to do with $5,000 these days?
Nothing.
You know, buy half a car, a quarter of a car. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna
a car? What kind of car are you buying?
You've seen my Samurai.
Yeah, that's true.
You could buy 10 of those for that price.
You might buy a wheel.
You buy. what else? $5,000. You can't even get a good meal at some places.
No, we paid that going to Wood Ranch.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we take up half the restaurant when we go there.
Yeah. That's my favorite restaurant.
I know that. I've never eaten there.
You never have?
I've never eaten. We had takeout from there once when we had an Oscar party. That's the closest I've got.
We have to go there.
I know it. Let's do it. What are you doing tonight?
Take the wives.
Yeah.
So, or you can take the wives and I'll stay home.
I thought it was your favorite restaurant.
It is.
So why wouldn't you want to go? What are you insinuating?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. I would love to go. Just let me know when.
All right. I think I'm a little confused now, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, Julie?
Yes. I am not prepared. Oh, goodness. I'm not prepared.
Perfect. That's always the best time.
And now it's time for Wisdom with Julie on Listen Up, Ventura.
I think I can help you.
Okay, go ahead.
One should always be prepared because they never know when they will be called upon.
Very good. You got me there.
Julie endorsed that full-heartedly.
Yep, yeah.
You got me there.
Or we could go with yours.
Yeah, if I could remember what I said.
Yeah, I forgot too.
I think it was, it's better to be 50% liked than 100% disliked.
Yes, that was it.
And that, just call me Confucius. Screw the Mr. President thing.
Confucius. Confusing. The lead up to that was like mind-boggling.
And then I wasn't sure of the math. Carry the one.
Is 50% better than 100%?
Yeah. You got to make sure you say that right, otherwise you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
More like an idiot.
You're better to be hated by everybody. So what have you been up to?
Nothing. Getting over the stupid cold.
You ready to take over the board?
Yeah, I am.
They all missed you at the
I can't believe the big meeting, and I'm not there because I'm sick. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I felt terrible about that. I really did, but I'll be at the next one.
Okay.
And we may have to do something. I mean, I know it's a monthly thing, but we may have to do another one earlier.
December 2nd.
Oh, that soon? Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that was that in the letter?
No, but
okay, that's good.
That's what you brought to the table.
That's excellent. Okay, good.
So,
yeah.
I acted on your behalf.
Good, because I was thinking that seems, you know, if we waited a full month, that's too long. We need to do it sooner.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
excellent.
And I also gave me a raise.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much of a raise did you give yourself?
100%.
Good.
Nothing.
So we're still okay then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Yep. Yep.
It's like, what has the radio station been making all these years? The same amount.
There you go. So,
I should have, you said at one point that you used to do some screenwriting, correct?
Yes. Yes, I did. Okay, yeah.
Because Jonathan is getting preparing himself for his applications for college, and some of the colleges he's been looking at are basically, he needs to have some scripts. And he's got two that he's working on.
Oh, okay.
And so at some point, it might behoove him to sit down with you and go over some of the things and his ideas of what he's trying to do. And you can give him some pointers maybe and help him with it a little bit.
Absolutely.
So
I'd love to.
His desire really is he wants to do acting, but he also wants to be prepared for directing. So that way he has some outlets. And a lot of actors direct nowadays.
Sure, like anyhow. Marcus. Look at the way Marcus has expanded in all the different areas. Because
well, the whole thing, too, with the with the way you can do using technology being so cheap and everything, I mean, everybody at this point can be a filmmaker.
That's exactly right. The playing field has changed.
Yeah.
And anybody can make their movie these days.
I think it has in Hollywood, because I think there's a lot more independent films that are coming out and people are working with, because it is...
He does
open it up so much more.
It's absolutely true.
And he's got two scripts that he's working on that are some really... neat ideas. I think that they have some real possibilities for being something that could be kind of interesting.
Now, is he writing full-blown screenplays? Is he writing treatments? What is he actually putting on paper?
I am not sure. I
believe it's full-blown.
Full-blown screenplays.
Yeah. I know that he had started one when he was in the Film Academy.
Mm-hmm.
He did one that was like a 3-minute short, and he's taking that one and expanding on it.
Nice.
So, I know that one he's expanding on, and he's got a love story that he's working on as well.
Very cool.
So.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I miss my days of screenwriting to a certain degree. I spent about 5 years in Hollywood pitching stories and trying to sell screenplays, and I learned that this is probably why I never got a job, because I learned working all those years with those people that the people who have the power to make the movies, for the most part, they're idiots.
Well, I think Marcus discovered that a long time ago.
Which is why he's going on doing his own thing now. That's what you have to do. That's why I self-publish all my books. I don't even bother with sending them to a publisher. I self-publish them because I can write the book I want to write. I can make the changes I want to change. I don't have to listen to some guy who's, you know, some corporate suit who thinks he knows more than I do about writing. I can just do my thing, and that's why the playing field's leveled and people are doing their own movies at such levels. I haven't read about an entire film that's been shot on an iPhone. They shot the whole film on an iPhone.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and what's interesting is the suits still haven't woken up and figured it out yet.
No, but they're starting to. They're starting to feel the especially like in the music industry. The music industry is really feeling that pain because it's become an artist's business now. It's no longer the record companies just don't work. And it's tough in one sense because you don't have the support systems that made superstars today, but you've got these independent artists who would never have had a chance at succeeding,
right,
getting at least some level of success, making a living on their music. It's really kind of cool.
Yep.
I like it a lot. You all right, man?
I think I, sitting in your seat, inherited your cup.
You might have. I hope not. I hope not. I have some here. Here's an alcohol wipe for you.
There you go.
You'll do
so
much better.
With that being said,
should we sign off?
I think it's a wrap.
All right, I'll try to be on time next week, guys. This is a hard six once again, because I figure we can't get enough of them, right?
Absolutely.
With 999 tears. This is a special alternate version that they did just for us here on Listen Up Ventura, Rough Edge FM.
It was a cold, dark night when my teardrops fell, and they turned into steam when they reached the depths of hell. You think I'm gone? Well, I'm still right here. You said that I was wrong. Now it's all clear. I'm gonna burn myself and you. Shed 999 tears for you, but not one more. And I'm showing you that door. These tears number 999, but it's over now. And the last one's mine. You thought I was down when I got back up. I stood my ground. I'm never going back down. Of the very last tear. Stopped it cold before it ever touched my face. Yeah, I shed 999 tears for you, but not one more. And I'm showing you that door. These tears number 999, but it's over now. And the last one's mine.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.